turn back time to the good old days.
Then we go back, back in time.
Hello, and welcome to a special episode of Stuff with Shannon. It's special because Deontay is not here, but I have Anna.
Hello!
Oh, you're so happy.
I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, are you? Why? Yes. Why? What's got you going?
Because I am just a big fan of yours, Shannon.
Oh, I'll give you an autograph when we're done.
Oh, my God.
I hugged you earlier.
Yes, and that was great. That was the highlight of my day.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to talk a whole lot because we're on sort of opposite sides of the building.
I know.
But I have heard that you were thinking about getting a cat.
Yes, I've been wanting a cat forever.
Why?
I just think they're adorable. And all I see on my social media are just like kitten videos and cat videos. And I'm always thinking like, oh, if I had one, I could put little costumes on it and it would just be so cute and so fun. And I just am a big fan of, you know, the company.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love animals and I would love to get like a dog, but I live in an apartment. So that'd just be tough. And cats are just easier.
You would think that, but I'm here to change your mind. You can't really dress up a cat because they're probably going to claw your arms off while you're trying to do it. Do you want to scoop somebody else's poop? Because it's not fun.
Oh, I just... But if you love it.
It doesn't help the fact at all. It's not like potty training your kid where if they accidentally pee on you a little bit, it's not that big of a deal. It's a cat and they go a lot. And it smells pretty horrific at times. And you have to have that in your house and then you wonder all the time, does my house smell like a litter box?
You can't get that, like, they don't have like the fresh scented litter.
There's only so much you can do to cover up the smell of poop.
I guess you're right.
I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
And then you say you want the company?
Yes.
Cats don't care if you're there or gone for days at a time. I can't even sit on my own couch because my cat takes up too much space. He's fat. He's obese.
Aww.
I'm that bad cat mom that allows my son to be severely obese, but he seems happy with his weight, so I can't really judge him.
Mm-hmm.
And I get really upset when anybody else calls him fat cat. I feel like it hurts his feelings because he's so cute. He's a little orange and white tabby cat.
Oh, he's so adorable.
I know, and his name is Brody.
Aw.
It's a great name, right?
That is a great name.
I named him after Adam Brody.
Oh, I was about to ask.
Yeah, he's named after Adam Brody because Adam Brody used to date Rachel Bilson.
Yes, from the OC.
Who was like my biggest celebrity crush for a little bit.
Oh my God.
So that's how he got his name.
But oh my God.
I call him Bubba's.
Oh, that's a cute nickname.
Isn't it?
That's so much fun. And you just referred to him as your son. That's so loving.
I do love him, but I don't like him. And this was something that we talked about in the last podcast that Deontay and I did.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just look at him sometimes and I wonder, when are you going to die?
No.
And I know that's horrible, but I do. I'm just so tired of cleaning up after him. And cat hair is everywhere and I'm allergic to him. So I have to lock him out of my room.
You're allergic?
Yes. But
and
I,
you got,
yeah,
why?
Yeah. I didn't want him to get put to sleep. He was going to be put down probably if he was taken into a shelter.
Aww.
I got him right after Hurricane Katrina.
Oh,
so
my God.
I felt really bad and took him in. And 13 years later, here we are.
I didn't realize that you had him for that long.
Yeah, he's 13-ish. And he's my relationship with Brody is the longest relationship I've chosen to have with another person ever. He's not even a person. I think of him as a person.
Oh, yeah.
With a gay French accent. I'm convinced that he's gay. And you know what else? Oh my God, I have so many bad things to tell you about cats.
Oh my God, so, but I want one so bad.
You can borrow mine for a little bit if you want to. And he will change your mind, I promise you.
If you ever need a cat sitter.
Okay, and we live pretty close to each
other,
I think. So, yeah, you can come by and hang with him anytime. I'll give you a spare key if you want.
I just like, just thinking of just going somewhere, sitting and just like petting an animal just sounds like the most amazing thing.
But he won't let you pet him for long. He'll bite you.
It's okay. I'll just look at him.
Once he gets tired of you touching him, he'll bite you.
Mm.
And then he's figured out that if, while he's giving himself a bath, he spreads his back legs eagle, and then he puts his front paw down between his legs, and he sort of touches himself while he gives himself a bath. And so it's a conversation I've been meaning to have with him to tell him that's okay. Everybody has those feelings, but you do that stuff in private.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it when we have visitors over. It's not appropriate.
Yeah, it's about time to have that talk.
Yeah, I think so. He's a teenager now.
He's a teenager.
Yeah, I don't want him getting other kitties pregnant.
Are
by
cats,
osmosis.
Are cats also like, you know how dogs have like dog years?
Mm-hmm.
Do cats have cat years?
I don't know.
Or would he still be 13?
I have no idea.
Or would he be like 100 and something?
He acts like he would be 100 and something.
Wise old cat.
I don't know about the wise, but he's definitely old. He's definitely that. I think yesterday he got up off the couch for maybe about 10 minutes total after I got home. He gets up, goes and eats a little bit, poops, then goes back to sleep.
That's the lifestyle I want.
Good for nothing. But I'm so jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is jealousy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you started talking about wanting a cat, I had to go back in my memory to a song that I made back in maybe 2010-ish.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I had a significant other who would take in any stray animal they found. And so at one point we had 3 cats in the house.
Oh my God.
And 2 dogs.
Whoa.
And I was losing my dang mind. And so one of the cats was a girl that we had just gotten maybe 2 weeks prior, and she went into heat. And so I recorded the cat and her heat sounds, and I brought those in and I made a song about it. And I thought that maybe if you heard some of that, I could make you decide once and for all that having a cat is not the way to go.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm both excited and scared.
Okay. So this is a good throwback. I'm pretty proud of this. This
right.
is my song that I made, and I call it Cat and Heat.
No way.
Fans are not gonna like that.
We found a kitty that got hit by a truck. We took her in, we paid hundreds of bucks on a random cat.
Oh.
Yeah, 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 a feral cat. Now she's all drama cause she's gone into heat. She meows all night, she wants a man cat from the street. She wants kitty love. Love, love, love some kitty love.
Come on.
I'm sorry, kitty, but you're way too expensive. She is so bad, she's a horny cat. She wants some loving and she wants some babies. I'm living with a cat in heat.
Wow, wow.
I'm not fixed either, but I don't meow all night. I'm living with a cat in heat. I haven't slept in days because I'm living with a cat in heat. I may be a huge bitch because I'm living with a cat in heat.
No. No. Amazing.
So that's the real life sounds of the cat that was keeping me up all night with her heat sounds.
That was amazing.
Wasn't it though?
Yes.
I know. The song was amazing, but the sounds from the cat, not so much.
Ooh, and that was just happening all the time.
And I feel like you're that person that would feel so guilty taking the cat in to get it spayed or neutered.
Oh.
Like you would probably cry.
Oh no.
When you had to put him in there to get snipped.
No.
So you would definitely go through that. The cat goes into heat and it's awful. And
oh
then if
God.
You have a boy cat that you don't get neutered, they pee everywhere. Or if you get them litter they don't like, they'll pee just wherever they feel like it.
Oh, man.
So just like JC says, never buy a house, never get a cat.
Never.
Unless you get them right after a hurricane and they're going to be put to sleep. Otherwise, then you can get one. But don't willingly get a cat.
Nope.
Just come over and pet mine.
Okay, yes. That sounds good. I
can
cat
sit. And if he bites you,
cat for a day.
Don't sue me.
I would never.
Okay, thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon.
I hope I changed your mind.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay. Don't tell me if you get a cat, okay?
Okay, I won't.
Okay, thank you.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Hasta la vista, baby.